Okay, let's go to the top of the list. KC8SDL with Ron DeFalvo. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey there, an AERL in the group. Kilo Charlie 8, you know, tongue-tied. Sierra, Delta Lima. Kudos to Rick there. Thanks a lot, Mr. Rick, VOA. Yeah, by the way, gang, the procedure on New Year's Eve of all days went well. It really went well. I got up at 4:30 in the morning. My friend KFAAIW took me over to McLaren South Campus, or not South, South Tower, and I got checked in, went and got some blood drawn. It's 5:30 in the morning, and went upstairs, and they started on me around 7. But yeah, the procedure went well. You finally got out of there about noon. Yeah, she took a while to wear off, so I kind of was wheeling and wobbling, but I got home okay and did a lot of nothing. I played radio for a while. I did New Year's Eve. I worked a few stations, but I just kind of took it easy. But yes, it went well, so. But, I'm the HF road. Yeah, like I said, I'm kind of glad that guy's come up on me that MC50 mic of his Kenwood on my TSA-30. And I'm hoping the problem on the TSA-30 is the microphone, but I'll know probably by Thursday if he comes to the ARC meeting. He'll drop that mic off and let me borrow it, so. But, so I'm doing a good job, Dave. Like I said, I can't thank you guys enough, especially yourself, for getting that swan lined up for me there. It's a really good reel. And, yeah, like I said, the audio clip I sent you, it wasn't really good, but I worked that guy, like I said, I worked him today. And, boy, from noise to, like, 5:00, but, yeah, I know conditions have been kind of weird because I know they said there was I think either M or an X solar flare went through, and I know this morning I could barely hear anybody, but just as the sun came up, the band conditions got happy, and reception picked up quite a bit, so, but that's HF radio for you there, so. All right there, Dave, you take care, have a good week, and hope it warms up a little bit, but yeah, the tubes from the Swan, the Heathcat, well, you only got three in the kitchen, but all three of them turned on. It does keep the shack pretty warm there, so. Sunny, sir, you take care, my good friend. Back to next show, NARL, Casey, that's the show. Sunny, Dave, over.
Okay, Rob, fine business on everything. Yeah, nothing like the classic radios. I never have time to do anything with mine, but I'd like to look at them. So that's because they're pretty. They're nice to look at. But again, good deal on everything. Ron, you are up next with many to follow. KC8YVF.
Good evening again, Dave. Everyone on the net, welcome Bob on here tonight. Yeah, Minnie was pegging everything on the on the repeater tonight, as far as all of the stations, even the Bancroft. So. That's what we're getting Bob in out there in Owasso. Very good signal coming in from him tonight. So, me just worked around the house on the weekend. Did a couple of 3D prints. Some things worked out okay. Some other things wasn't happy with. Not how they worked out. Just how the person who set them up didn't work out really well. But oh well. Next thing for me is to work on the next project, which I bought a engine kit. It's you buy the parts for it, and you print all the mechanical parts for it, and then you print the engine itself from the 3D printer. So that's going to be a project for my grandson and myself, so I'm going to have to get started on that. That's about another 35-hour print to get all the parts done, so we'll start working that. So this winter I'm have my grandson over on a Saturday or Sunday, and we can do that as a project. Other than that, back to work full-time now. My days of having short weeks are over with, so back to 5-day work weeks for a while at least. My next scheduled day off will be Dayton, but that doesn't come until May. And there'll be another day in there, I imagine. We're supposed to have the county emergency exercise out at the airport, so we'll wait and see what transpires from that to what they do whether it's just an airport thing or the county participates in some way, that they bring us in, we'll wait and see. So that's all I got. 73 to everyone. Have a good week. Just be glad we're not getting the snow that they're getting down south. Kansas City and down through Kentucky, Tennessee, even in Cincinnati and that, are getting multiple inches to multiple feet of snow. So they can keep it down here. I like the weather we got right now for a little cold, but at least we don't have that kind of snow. Have a good week, everyone. We'll talk to you next week, KC8YVF.
Okay, Ron. Well, you're certainly getting your mileage out of your 3D printer. I would be interested to see how that engine project goes. So you might, if you have a chance, maybe when you and your grandson get to it, take a couple of pictures and maybe share with how that's working out. But that's interesting. And yeah, weather, yeah, they're going to clobber down there, which leads me to think that possibly our time is coming. So be prepared, I guess. Make sure the snow blowers are up and running and the generators are ready to go, because you just don't know. Okay, fine business on everything, Ron. Minnie, we're going to you next. Before I get to Rick, I'll do a standby, and then I've just got a couple of things to input, my turn, I guess. And then we'll continue on. KD8PAZ, pick it up, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8PAZ. I want to welcome Bob to the net tonight. It's good to hear him in there from Owosso there. And hopefully he can maybe check in tomorrow night on our net at 9 o'clock, so on the same frequency. Anyway, not doing too much. I think I'm going to start on my puzzles again. I did get a puzzle table for Christmas, so I can put that on my table so I can swing it around and put the pieces in there. So there's four drawers to it, so keep all the pieces in one place. Anyway, this is KD8PAZ back to NADRL.
Okay, Minnie. Yeah, you have a very good signal. And, well, I've been looking forward to seeing your completed puzzles on Facebook. All right, let's take a quick standby. Is there anyone else who'd like to join us for tonight's net? Please call. Okay, very good. Well, this is Dave in ADRL. Just a couple of points that I wanted to interject tonight. I've always been talking about the ARRL's DXCC program, and finally got all the applications that I made from as far back, I guess, as last February and March. Got approved, so I'm all caught up. Just have to my checks or my credit card has showed that they've taken the money out for them. So hopefully, I'll be getting all that stuff in the mail pretty soon. And boy, lucky me, I was able to in the last 2 weeks had three new countries confirmed. So pretty happy about that. All right, Rick, you are up, KC8VOA, with Bob to follow. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, good evening again, Dave, and everybody in the net. And Bob, sorry to hear about your plumbing problems. It sounds like that's going to be expensive. This seems to be a time of year we're having some problems with plumbing. One of the guys at church got a problem with the sink he had to take out, and unfortunately I'm going to have to pull a toilet and replace the seal on the bottom. So that's must be this time of year. That's when it puts a little more stress on things when it gets colder. Not a whole lot new for me on radio-wise other than spending time with the grandkids. I do have the 3D printer running right now. I've got some stuff on that. And Bob, hope to hear you on the net tomorrow night. It's good hearing you. It's good hearing folks from other areas jumping in here. Owosso is part of the Saginaw Valley and so forth. So hopefully we'll hear you on the net tomorrow night at 9 p.m. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, 73 KCAVOA.
Okay, Rick. Very good on everything. Bob, Gary, you were up next to be and said Oscar Bravo to follow. Go ahead, Bob.
This is NAQPR. Yeah, hopefully those guys can get me straightened around in it on the pump there. Well, not the pump per se, but the piping in the house. I usually do I probably do 90% of my own repairs, but when I looked at that, I'm like, that's exactly what I want. I'm like, no way, I'm not even going to get involved in that. And Ron's always talking about these 3D printers. I was always curious about them, and you know, I was always thinking, well, maybe one day I'll get into it. But then the more I think about it, it's kind of like, yeah, I don't really want to go down that rabbit hole. I really don't want to do that. I have a feeling I'd be more prompt. Ron's more computer illiterate than I am, so I have a feeling I'd just get myself in trouble. But with that said, thanks for doing that, Dave, and I'll talk to y'all tomorrow night. Back to Net Control. This is NAKPR.
Okay, Bob. Well, I'm kind of with you. Some things I know I shouldn't really get into because I just don't have enough time for it. And I know I would like it and take away time from things that I have to do. So I know exactly what you're talking about there. All right, we're down to the end of our list with Bob. KE8Z Oscar Bravo. Go ahead, Bob.
Roger, I again appreciate everybody welcoming me here. I wrote a little note put on my desk on Monday night, 9 p.m. at this frequency there in Saginaw repeater. I've been working on that Win 4 ICOM program for my ICOM 7300 where I can use my little laptop and spring, take it outside, and play radio on the porch with just the ICOM at times I have a little Zygoo too, without having to take that out there. I use that for my digital FK, and I don't know how to do CW, but I like looking at the CW decoder and stuff, but I do the SSTV and FK with that Zygoo in this little corner here, my AM corner, as I call it. But I will be here tomorrow night. I'm trying to find ways to stay up. I go to bed so early, get dark so early. Then I'm up at 1 o'clock in the middle of the night a lot. But, yeah, I will be here. I'm making plans to do that anyway. Appreciate it, you guys. Get a lot of ways to ask a problem. Back to Nick.
Well, you're welcome, Bob. We really, really appreciate you joining us tonight. And interesting to hear about how you're working with your 7300, doing remote from the outside or from a different spot. You know, gosh, who would have thought years ago we'd be doing that kind of stuff now. And also the digital stuff that we're doing now. Pretty amazing. Okay, we're at the end of the list. Before I make one last call, one comment I forgot to mention. I think I mentioned last week that I bought a little Bofong HT. Actually, a seventh generation of the old UV 5R. You remember the ones we bought a few years back? It seemed like all of us bought when they were so cheap. This one's not so cheap, but it's pretty slick. It's a tri-bander. It's got a really decent menu. It's a lot easier to use than the earlier Bofangs. It's got quite a few features on it. And, of course, it's a buyer beware on-lock radio, so you have to be careful with it. But interesting radio, nice feel, and it's kind of a, like I said, not as cheap as some of the early Bofongs, but an interesting radio. All right, let's make one last call to see if anyone would like to join us for tonight's Mid Michigan Net. Please call. This is NADRL.
Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey. Dave, saying a car, no traffic.
Welcome to the...
Hey, good evening, Dave. Go ahead. Go ahead and tell us what you've been up to.
Okay, real good there, Dave. NADRL, WADW. Oh, not a whole lot. We've been doing some radio stuff, and I put a list out on the at the at the club. It went to the club meeting. I guess it's going to be on the website with some equipment from AGAC's estate, and we sold some. And I let Ron know. Ron, I picked up that 7300 today. I will put power on it, make sure it works. So I picked up Mike's radio, and I'll do the same with that. I was going to pick up the one that Tom wanted, and I picked the wrong one up. I picked the other Yaesu I can't remember the number anyway, but we're going to be playing around with that, and I will let you know, Ron, if you're still there, I'll let you know about, I'm pretty sure everything is okay. It should work well. I got up there and we I had a search for the microphone, but I finally found it. So anyway, 73 to everyone. Everyone have a good one, and try and stay warm anyway, if nothing else. Back to you there, Dave. NADRLWADW.
Okay, Dave. Well, glad that you could jump in and join us tonight. Okay, we're again at the end of the list. So time to close the net. Is there any comments or rechecks before I close?
Welcome.
All right, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 10 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. Also, thanks to Dave, let's see, trying to looking at my list here, BCQ for, even though in and out, for joining us, and Howard, KDADX, for joining us, even though you guys are in and out, appreciate you checking in. So that, we would, this is Dave in ADRL, we had a time of about 38 minutes, so everybody have a great week, and this net is now closed, and the repeaters turn back to normal amateur use.